My name is Alan Peláez López. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'm going to be reading from a work in progress, titled January 2019. Outside the Adelanto Detention Center, Eniola and I hold each other's sweaty, shaking hands. At the entrance, we look through the catalog and select six names. One by one, we are allowed to meet new kin. Most are Black. This does not surprise us. We know what it means to be Black and migrant and full of imagination. Eniola and I attempt to share our migration stories with each kin, each relative. We struggle to communicate in Portuguese and Haitian Creole. When we encounter kin who speak Spanish or English, we ask for consent to receive their stories and to hold their hands. We do not ask why they migrate. We ask if they have contacted their families, their friends, the names of Facebook profiles we can message and inform their kin, their community, that they are alive, that they are alive, that they are alive. Eventually, we ask about the future, what they'll do once they are liberated from detention, what they may need in order to go back to their countries and live well. All Eniola and I can offer is our stories, Blackness, and canteen money. Sometimes we all sit there in our silent aliveness, our fugitive stillness. The guards tell us visitation hours are over. And so Eniola and I return the next day to rehearse the practice of being awake in a treacherous empire outside the hold. Outside the hold. Eniola and I have no language for what we are feeling, how the detention center recreates a new plantation geography. There is no end to this poem, this story, this narrative, because the violence is not yet over. And so, 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 this gathering cannot, must not end.